Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is Pain is Pretty, though I've never been.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Keita Spock's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of a couple of outstanding books, Tipping Point to Happiness and The Simple Life. Keita, how do we find you and your books, please?
Well, if you go to my website, Jim, KeitaSpock.com, and I'll spell that KeitaSpock.com. That's all there is to it.
So check that out, and you'll find all the great things that Keita's working on, including a big event coming up in the fall that we're going to be talking about later on, right?
That's right. That's right. And that's the Happiness Road Tour. That's my big idea.
That's your big idea, which is what we're talking about right now. What is your big idea, folks? Have you had big ideas? You may have had a lot of big ideas. You know, I've known people who had so many big ideas that they actually had too many big ideas, and they didn't know how to find the more likely one, the probable one. All their ideas were good ideas to them. I've had a lot of big ideas. Some of them, you know, were not good. They didn't turn out good, right? But you have to, when you have big ideas, you need to road test them with your folks, don't you? We talked about a little bit earlier about with the Loving Mirrors. You need to road test them and kind of get a little bit of hardening of them, a little bit of a crucible with folks that you know, right?
That's correct. And the other thing about it, Jim, is generally speaking, the big idea, it comes instantaneously to you. It's suddenly there in you. It comes very, very quickly. But there is something that is reassuring in the fact that the big idea has something to do with what you love, with what you do well, and with what you can contribute to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Those three things, some of
say
any
those again.
One of those.
Say them again.
The first, you got to love aspects of what this big idea is. You love what it's about. You are good at some aspect of it, not necessarily the whole thing. That's why you have to develop that network and partnership. And thirdly, it involves a giving back. There is some form of a community aspect to it. Otherwise, it would not be called a big idea.
Mm-hmm.
So those three elements in some way figure in this.
So the love part is deep inside of you. The being good at it is your experience, and the third part I was thinking contribute.
Yeah.
It needs to be something. Some element of this needs to be bigger than you.
Absolutely.
Outside of you, more important, maybe even a little more important than you.
Yeah, and Jim, I would underscore that even further. And some people don't be insulted by this, but the big idea sometimes has nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's born in you, but then you create and build whatever it's going to be, and it becomes something that is outside of you, and it is for the people and the community that you are working with and for.
And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to put a spin on it you might not have thought about, or maybe you have. Sometimes my big ideas are not about me, they're about other people.
Yeah.
What I mean by that, my customers. Sometimes I have big ideas for my customers because I see things that they may not see because, you know, how we're always all too close to our own stuff.
Right.
And I take them a big idea for them to think about. And you know what? That's what I'd like to recommend to people. You know, your big idea is great. That's what is how we start. Most of us start our small businesses, right? But if you really want to help your customers, don't stop having big ideas just because you've already got yours. Start thinking about big ideas that could do all the things that you mentioned, the three lists there in your list. But it could be something that contribute to a customer.
Correct. Yeah. And the ultimate big idea is unselfish, Jim.
Yeah.
It's totally unselfish. And that comes after one has had experience and time in running one's own business, so that the self-absorption, the mm-hmm. insular nature of trying to get something off the ground, you're already passing that point in your phase of maturing your business.
You should ask yourself, is it authentic?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then at that point, that's why the birthing, these creative aspects in you start happening. Because with your business feeling a little bit more settled and you feel a little bit certain that, yeah, this is going to be okay, I'm doing all right, and then all of a sudden, wow, something else comes to light and you're on your way. It's like you take this big leap because now you've taken your baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
You're ready for a little bit more of a giant step. That is the aspect of being human. That's the aspect of actually being happy, because you are thinking outside of yourself
mm-hmm.
about others instead of, oh, gee, what about me? What about my business? How am I going to make some money? All that now is behind you.
And I like what you said about the birthing, because every big idea has a gestation period.
Yeah.
You should be aware of that. And if it's not happening like you think it should, it doesn't mean it's not a good idea. It just means it might not be ready to be birthed yet.
Yeah, it could be. It a big idea can take years.
It can, absolutely. Some of mine have. Hey, Kita, give us the website again, please.
Yeah, KitaSzpak.com, KitaSzpak.com.
All right, check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Kita, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Quick break.
Well,
I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.